All right, so welcome to another deep dive, everybody. Today we are going to be exploring Nubying 1619.
Okay.
And it's this online platform, and it's been specifically created for Black Americans.
Interesting.
Yeah, so our main source material today is a blog post, and it's by the founder, Reverend Futurist Erskine Matthews.
Okay.
And he compares this new platform, Nubying 1619,
right,
to some like really, really significant historical touchstones.
Okay.
You know, for the Black community. We're talking about things like coded songs during slavery.
Wow.
And, you know, the Underground Railroad, the Green Book.
I see.
Even the Chitlin Circuit.
He's setting the bar high.
Talk about setting the bar high, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It tells you right away that this is, you know, not just another social media platform.
Yo.
Like, this is reaching for something much deeper.
Yeah.
It's like aiming to be a space, a digital space.
Right.
Where Black Americans can connect, learn, and really empower themselves.
Yeah. Okay, so let's break it down. Like, what does this platform actually do?
Right.
Because Matthews outlined some pretty ambitious goals.
Okay.
We're talking about healing, growth, redefining narratives, and ultimately empowering Black Americans.
Now.
And how are they going to do this?
Right.
Well, they're going to blend historical truth with current events.
Okay.
And get this, cutting-edge technology.
That's where it gets really interesting, because we've seen technology used for a lot of things.
Yeah.
But using it to, like, actively preserve history and foster cultural understanding in a digital space specifically designed for a community.
Right.
I mean, don't see that every day.
Right. And it's not just like throwing a bunch of historical facts online.
Right.
Matthews actually talks about combining data science with what he calls timeless cultural wisdom.
Now, that raises all kinds of questions.
Yeah.
Like, how do you even begin to translate cultural wisdom into algorithms?
Right.
And then how do you make sure that the data science is actually serving the community and not like accidentally perpetuating biases that are already there?
Right.
It's a tough, it's a tightrope walk for sure.
Totally. So to get a better grasp of this, like, let's actually look at what Nubying 1619 offers, right?
Okay.
I mean, they've got a website, obviously, but it's also a dedicated social media platform.
Wow.
And there's even polling and voting features.
So it's like a whole digital ecosystem.
It really is. It's like a whole digital ecosystem.
And it seems like they're trying to address some of the issues that we see on other social media platforms.
Oh, absolutely.
Because Matthews talks about these algorithms that are specifically designed to encourage, like, uplifting and unbiased dialogue.
Right.
Which is a direct response to all the negativity and echo chambers that we see, you know, everywhere online these days.
And oh, and there's this AI assistant called Shatiqua. Okay, I mean, how cool is that name?
Yeah.
But it's designed to guide users to a deeper understanding of Black history, current events,
wow,
and even future possibilities.
That's a pretty tall order for any AI.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes you think, like, how effective can an AI really be?
Yeah.
When you need context and nuance, especially with these really complex, you know, historical and social issues.
Well, and then there's the question of, you know, how are they funding all of this?
Right.
Well, they're using music sales to support the platform.
Oh, that's smart. Music has always been such a powerful force for Black communities.
Absolutely.
You know, historically, culturally.
Right, yeah.
So tapping into that
yeah.
to create positive social impact.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty brilliant.
And all the proceeds from this go to Tekepix Inc.
Okay.
Which is a Black-owned and operated nonprofit.
Right.
And that's actually the parent company of Nubying 1619.
So they're really committed to keeping it rooted in the community.
Yeah, it shows that they're committed to keeping it, you know, rooted within the community that it's meant to serve.
Definitely. Adds a layer of accountability, too.
Yeah.
You know, it ensures that the platform's success is directly benefiting the community.
Okay, so this is where I got really interested. So they have this thing called the Nubying 1619 lexicon.
Okay.
And the Our Common Knowledge curriculum.
Interesting.
And essentially, they're trying to create this shared understanding.
Okay.
Through this curated list of 10 must-read nonfiction books and blogs.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Because in a world, you know, where we're just like overwhelmed with information.
Yeah.
And misinformation.
Yeah.
They're establishing like a common ground for dialogue.
Yeah.
It's like saying, hey, let's all start on the same page.
Right.
Literally.
And the first three books they chose?
Yeah. What are they?
Okay. So we have Cast, The Origins of Our Discontents by Isabel Wilkerson.
Right.
The 1619 Project. A New Origin Story by Nicole Hannah-Jones.
Yeah.
And The Complete Idiot's Guide to World Religions by Brandon Toropov and Father Luke Buckles.
That's a really interesting mix.
Right.
You've got like a deep dive into racial hierarchy in America.
Yeah.
A reframing of American history through the lens of slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And then like an exploration of world religions.
Yeah.
It's like they're saying, look, to understand Black history, you need to understand this broader context of,
right,
of history itself.
And remember Shatikwa, the AI assistant.
Yeah.
This isn't just about answering your questions.
Right.
It's supposed to encourage critical thinking and diverse perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
Like, imagine having this AI that doesn't just give you information,
yeah,
but helps you analyze it like from different angles.
It's a whole other level of AI interaction.
Right.
Because we usually think of AI as just like spitting out facts.
Yeah.
But to actually guide someone toward deeper understanding and critical thinking,
yeah,
especially on these topics that are so nuanced, like,
yeah,
history and social justice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty groundbreaking if they can pull it off.
And, you know, Matthews actually ends his post with this open invitation.
Sure.
You know, for everyone to join New Beings 1619,
mm-hmm,
and be part of this journey toward, you know, renewal and empowerment.
I like that.
And he even urges everybody to visit their website. It's www.newbeings1619.us.
You know, it makes you realize this isn't just about passively, like, consuming information.
Right.
It's about actively participating in a community.
Yeah.
And shaping a new narrative.
Absolutely. And we've covered a lot so far, but there's like so much more to unpack. I'm,
yeah,
already wondering like about the potential challenges.
Oh, yeah.
And the long-term impact of a platform like this.
For sure. And I mean, there's the whole question of content moderation.
Right.
And ensuring that Shatikwa is giving unbiased information.
Yeah.
And navigating all the complexities of social media algorithms. I mean,
oh, yeah,
there's a lot to consider.
There's so much to consider. We left off talking about some of the potential challenges facing New Beings 1619.
Right.
And one that I think immediately jumps out is, how do you create a space that's both safe and inclusive, you know,
right,
while also allowing for this open and honest dialogue, especially when you're dealing with something as potentially divisive as history can be?
It's the classic dilemma, right, for any online community.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you cultivate that sense of belonging,
mm-hmm,
but also avoid just creating an echo chamber where everybody just agrees with each other?
Right, because if New Beings 1619 becomes too insular,
right,
it risks limiting, you know, exposure to different perspectives,
right,
which could ironically actually reinforce existing biases.
Exactly. But then on the other hand,
yeah,
if you have too much openness,
yeah,
then you run the risk of, you know, all the negativity and harassment.
Oh, totally.
That, wait, they're trying to get away from, you know, so it's a real balancing act.
And then there's Shatikwa, the AI assistant.
Right.
I mean, the idea of an AI that's tailored to Black history and culture.
Yeah.
It's fascinating, but
it is.
How do you make sure that the information that it's providing is actually unbiased?
I mean, that's the million-dollar question with any AI.
Yeah. Right?
Algorithms are only as good as the data that they're trained on.
Right.
So if that data is, you know, incomplete or skewed,
yeah,
then it could lead to all sorts of biased or inaccurate information being given to users.
And especially with something as sensitive as, you know, history.
Right, exactly. And with history, especially.
That could have serious consequences.
Oh, absolutely.
So it seems like a massive undertaking to get that right.
Yeah.
I mean, what are some of the things that New Beings 1619 could do to address these challenges?
Well, I think transparency is really key.
Okay.
You know, being upfront about how Shatikwa was developed,
mm-hmm,
what kind of data was it trained on,
yeah,
how do the algorithms actually work,
right,
you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
This allows for people to kind of check it out.
Yeah.
And I think it really helps to build trust with the community.
So it's not just about building the AI.
Right.
It's about being open about its limitations and potential biases.
Absolutely. And it's an ongoing process.
Mm.
You know, it's not like you just set it and forget it.
Right.
You have to constantly evaluate and adjust the algorithms,
yeah,
as new information comes out.
Okay, so it sounds like creating and maintaining a platform like this requires like a deep understanding of,
yeah,
both technology and the community it's meant to serve.
Oh, absolutely. You need people who understand the nuances of Black history and culture.
Right.
And also like the complexities of AI and algorithms.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really interesting blend of expertise.
Well, and Matthews even mentioned that the platform will have specific algorithms that are designed to foster uplifting and unbiased dialogue.
Yeah. How did that even work?
Yeah. How does something like that even work?
Well, it's, you know, it's a very complex process, but essentially you need to develop algorithms that can identify and promote content that's constructive and respectful and, you know, based on facts. And and at the same time, you need mechanisms to flag or filter out content that is, you know, hateful or abusive or spreads misinformation.
So it's like a constant game of cat and mouse.
It really is.
Just trying to stay ahead of those who are going to try to manipulate the system.
Yeah, and it's a field where the technology is changing constantly.
Mm-hmm.
So what works today might not work tomorrow.
Right.
So there's a lot of adaptation and research involved.
So it's not just about building the platform. It's about constantly monitoring it.
Yeah.
And tweaking it and making sure it's serving its intended purpose.
Exactly. It's like a it's a living thing.
Right.
That you have to, you know, has to grow and change with the community.
And what about content moderation? Like relying solely on algorithms just seems...
Yeah. I mean, algorithms are a good first step.
Yeah.
You know, like for that initial screening.
Right.
But they can't replace human judgment.
Right.
So new beings 1619 is going to need a dedicated team of human moderators who really understand the community and can make more nuanced decisions about what content is appropriate.
That sounds like a huge undertaking, especially if it gets as popular as Matthews is hoping.
It's very resource intensive.
Yeah.
But it's essential if you want to create a truly safe and inclusive space.
And that's especially important for a platform.
Right.
Designed for, you know, a community that has historically faced so much discrimination and marginalization online.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, New Beings 1619 really has a responsibility here to create that space where Black Americans feel safe to, you know, express themselves, connect with others, and engage in these meaningful dialogues.
But then how do you create that safe space without stifling dissenting voices or shutting down important conversations?
That's the thing.
Like, how do you prevent it from becoming just another echo chamber?
That's where having really clear and transparent community guidelines is so important.
Okay.
And those guidelines have to be developed with the community.
Yep.
You know, you can't just impose them.
Right.
And they should clearly outline, you know, what is and isn't acceptable behavior on the platform.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, you know, finding that balance between protecting people and allowing for those honest and open conversations.
And then how do you even enforce those guidelines?
Right.
I mean, it just seems so difficult to moderate content on a platform like this.
Right.
That's potentially dealing with such sensitive and complex historical issues.
It requires a really nuanced approach.
Yeah.
You know, the moderators need to be trained to understand the context of conversations and be able to, you know, tell the difference between hate speech and legitimate criticism.
Right, right.
So, you know, it's not an easy job.
But it sounds like finding the right people to be moderators is going to be like...
Oh, absolutely.
One of the biggest challenges for New Beings 1619.
It's key. It's key to the success of the platform.
Yeah.
Because they are, you know, the gatekeepers of the community, and their decisions are going to have a huge impact on the tone and the culture of the whole platform.
So, like, how do you even go about finding people who are qualified to do that kind of work?
Right.
I mean, it seems like such a specific skill set.
It is. They need to have, you know, a really deep understanding of the community that they're serving.
Mm-hmm.
But they also need a strong grasp of, you know, online communication dynamics.
Yeah.
They need to be able to, you know, make tough decisions under pressure.
Right.
And be able to handle those really difficult conversations with empathy and understanding.
And they need to be, you know, unbiased and fair
in
their application of those community guidelines.
It's a challenging role, but it's a crucial one, I think.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones who are going to be responsible for making sure that New Beings 1619 lives up to its promise of creating this safe, inclusive, and empowering space for Black Americans.
It's a lot to put on their shoulders, but it does seem like
it is.
You know, the success of the entire platform could hinge on their ability to do their job effectively.
You know, I don't think that's an overstatement at all.
Yeah.
Because the moderators will be on the front lines of this this digital revolution.
Right.
They'll be the ones shaping the culture and fostering the dialogue and protecting the community from harm.
It's almost like we're not even just talking about an online platform anymore. It's like New Being 1619 is trying to like create a whole new digital world.
That's it. Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
A bold experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be, I think it'll be really interesting to see how it plays out.
And speaking of things we want to see play out,
yeah,
we've got a lot more to explore,
right,
including the New Beings 1619 lexicon
right.
and our common knowledge curriculum.
Okay.
We'll dive into all of that and more when we come back for part three of our deep dive into New Beings 1619. You know, we've spent like a lot of time talking about the technology and the whole community building aspect of New Beings 1619.
Mm.
But we can't forget, you know, their approach to building like this shared knowledge base.
Right.
Remember the New Beings 1619 lexicon?
Yes.
And the Our Common Knowledge curriculum?
That's one of the things that really makes this platform stand out, don't you think?
I think so, yeah.
It's like in a world where we're just bombarded with information.
Yeah, and misinformation.
Exactly. They're trying to create this
right.
like foundation of knowledge.
Yeah.
A starting point for, you know,
yeah.
for having these meaningful conversations.
Right, and they're not shying away from like really complex topics either.
No, not at all.
We already mentioned the first three books on their reading list.
Uh-huh.
You know, CAST. The 1619 Project.
Right.
And A Guide to World Religions. Like,
yeah, it's a pretty clear sign that they're going for a deep and nuanced understanding here.
Yeah, and it's not just about reading. Mm. It's about, like,
it's about engaging in dialogue.
Yeah, engaging in a dialogue. And the lexicon aspect of it
right.
suggests that they're really trying to create, like, a shared vocabulary.
Yeah, like a set of terms and concepts
exactly.
that help people have these more productive discussions.
Which is so important when you're talking about issues that are so loaded with, like, emotion and personal experiences, right?
Absolutely.
Like, having that common language can help.
Right, it can help bridge those divides.
Yeah.
And make sure everyone is, like, literally on the same page.
Right, exactly.
You know, one thing I'm really curious about is how they plan to integrate all of this with Chatiqua, the AI assistant.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, imagine being able to discuss these really complex topics with an AI that, like, gets it.
Right.
You know, that understands the nuances of the lexicon.
Right.
And can bring in, like, relevant information.
Yeah.
And perspectives from the reading list.
That would be...
That's next level.
Yeah, that's next level.
That's like having a...
like a super informed study buddy.
Yeah, a super informed study buddy.
Who also has access to.
Like, right, exactly. Who can just, like...
An endless library
of
knowledge and insights.
Yeah.
All this knowledge.
And it has the potential to make... learning way more engaging and interactive.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, imagine Chatiqua prompting you with discussion questions.
Right.
Based on, you know, the readings.
Yeah, or even, like, facilitating virtual debates on some of these key topics.
It's almost like it's like a personalized learning experience.
It is.
Tailored specifically to the New Being 1619 community.
And that's what's so exciting about it. You know, it has the potential to make learning about history and social justice like more accessible, more engaging, more relevant to people's lives.
So taking a step back and like looking at everything we've discussed, the technology, the community building,
this whole emphasis on like shared knowledge,
right?
What do you think the ultimate goal of New Beings 1619 is?
I mean, if I had to boil it down to one thing, I think they're aiming for a paradigm shift.
Wow.
In how Black Americans engage with technology, with history, and with each other.
That's ambitious.
It is ambitious.
But is it realistic? Like, can a single platform really achieve that kind of change?
It's definitely a bold undertaking.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there will be challenges along the way.
Right.
But what's exciting to me is that they're not just creating another social media platform.
Right.
They're building, like, a whole digital ecosystem that's designed to empower and educate and connect a community in a way that we just haven't seen before.
And it's not just about, like, the present, right? It's about shaping the future.
Exactly.
You know, they're grounding themselves in history.
Yeah.
They're using technology in these innovative ways. And they're creating a space where, you know, Black Americans can define their own narratives and build a future on their own terms.
It's a powerful vision.
Yeah.
And I think it's one that resonates with a lot of people.
I think so, too.
You know, especially in a world where technology is often seen as
yeah.
this force for division and distraction.
Right.
New being 1619 yeah. is offering like this alternative, this mm-hmm. path where technology can be a tool for, you know,
yeah.
connection, mm-hmm. understanding, empowerment.
Well, it's been a fascinating deep dive into New Being 1619.
It has.
We've covered a lot.
Yeah, we have.
You know, from the nuts and bolts of the platform mm-hmm. to the broader implications of, you know, its mission.
Right.
What are your final thoughts?
Like, my final thoughts.
What's the one thing you want our listener to take away?
From this whole episode.
Yeah.
I think the biggest takeaway for me is that New Being 1619 represents mm-hmm. like a potential turning point
yeah.
in the relationship between technology
yeah.
and the Black community.
Uh-huh.
It's a reminder that, you know, technology can be used to amplify voices,
yeah.
to build bridges, to yeah. create positive social change.
Right.
And, you know, it's a story that's still unfolding.
Absolutely.
So I think it's one worth, you know, worth paying attention to.
Absolutely. And for anyone listening who's like, as intrigued as we are,
yeah.
we encourage you to check out New Being 1619 for yourself.
Yeah, go explore it.
You can find them online at www.newbeing1619.us.
Yeah, engage in the discussions.
Yeah.
And let us know what you think.
Yeah, we'd love to hear your perspective.
Yeah.
So that wraps up our deep dive into New Being 1619.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everyone.
And we'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration of ideas and innovation.
Until then, keep exploring.
And keep learning.